Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, December 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Explosions hit two Russian airbases today, and a fuel tanker exploded at an airfield southeast of Moscow. Russian authorities are investigating the blasts, which coincided with Ukrainian officials hinting at a capability to strike deeper within Russian territory. Also today, Russia launched a barrage of missiles at cities across southeastern Ukraine, killing two people, injuring at least two others, and destroying several civilian homes. Meanwhile, we report exclusively that the U.S. secretly modified the high-mobility artillery rocket system launchers known as HIMARS that it gave Ukraine so they can't be used to fire long-range missiles into Russia. That's according to U.S. officials, who said the move was needed to reduce the risk of a wider war with Moscow. Since June, the U.S. has supplied Ukrainian forces with 20 HIMARS launchers, as well as a large inventory of satellite-guided rockets with a range of almost 50 miles. And the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that will determine whether a Colorado website designer can turn away customers seeking online services for same-sex weddings. The justices will weigh protection of the website designer's free speech rights against a state law protecting LGBTQ individuals from discrimination. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.